Bringing the world to your ears, you're listening to The Wall Street Journal. Award-winning reporters, original insights.
I'm John Werdock. China, housing, Ferrari's debut, and earnings, all on tap for this week.
This is What's News.
You cannot miss the headline. It catches your eye if you're worried about global economic growth. China's economic growth has fallen below 7% for the first time since 2009. China says its growth rate was 6.9%. That puts enormous pressure on China to put in place more pro-growth measures. That 6.9% number also raises more doubts about the accuracy of China's economic reporting. A journal survey of economists had expected a gain of 6.8%, and you should expect the issue of China to come up a lot this week when major American corporations from Boeing to Caterpillar open their books. Chad Morgenlander at Stifel Nicolaus.
Keep in mind that China, as well as the emerging markets, has contributed to roughly about 75% of global growth. So if your expectation is for 4% on global growth, about 3 percentage points of that is on the emerging market side. And when China has been decelerating at the rate that they have been, it's just having deleterious effect on not only Caterpillar, but all the industrials.
Earnings really heat up Wednesday this week with headlines from American Express, General Motors, Coca-Cola, and Boeing. Thursday brings us AT&T, McDonald's, Amazon, Microsoft, Caterpillar, and 3M. As for housing, lots of reports, including home builder sentiment, housing starts, existing home sales, all that happening this week. Reports that should offer clues about whether the home front continues to recover.
Well, the housing market has been, gradually recovering.
Robert Bruska, who'll be watching all this at Fact and Opinion Economics.
You have, what are still low mortgage rates, although they've been creeping up, and that may have actually encouraged people to come in a little bit sooner because everybody's expecting the Fed to raise interest rates at some point. We have this lower unemployment rate, and so that has helped to put more people in a position where they might be able to buy a home. Rising home prices have, again, a double-edged sword. The rise in home prices makes houses less affordable, but people like to buy homes when the price is rising. So, the trend for housing is still recovering.
And Ferrari is expected to make its Wall Street debut. Look for pricing on Tuesday, with the stock trading for the first time at the New York Stock Exchange on Wednesday. And that's What's News from the Wall Street Journal. We have lots of money news all week for your ears. Check out the Your Money Matters podcast and get updates from the guys at Money Beat, wealth reporter Veronica Dagger, and the crew at Heard on the Street. Let us not forget Financial Free-for-All Friday as well. And for all your information on gadgets and devices and digital trends, listen to Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Werdock.